Tonight I'd like to give gratitude to God for Christian Science because it really helps and has helped me to have more faith in Him, to trust Him with everything, and to know that there is nothing He cannot do. I've also learned through Christian Science to stay awake, to make nothing of all the wrong thoughts that come after I've prayed to God for His help or guidance. These thoughts come to create doubt, discouragement, even depression. And the more I really trusted God and He's helped me to understand more of His nearness, our oneness, like someone just said, with Him, the more I focus now on listening for His answer when I have asked for something. This week, there was a decision to be made. I had an invitation to some event today, early today. But my thought was, is this really something I have to go to? So I just prayed about it, knowing that God will make the decision. Before, I would be agonizing, oh, God, should I go, all that. But I gave it to God, knowing, trusting that the answer would come. There didn't seem to be any answer until today. The person asked me again if I was going, and then I said, I will know by tonight, this evening, close to the time. This was yesterday, I'm sorry. So it's interesting that before I really went to sleep, the person told me that they received an email which said that there was no ticket for me to go to the event. This may seem small, but I was so grateful because to me it meant that God always knows where I should be, what I should be doing. And I gave it to Him, trusting Him that the answer would come. Mrs. Eddy says in miscellaneous writings, no doubt must intervene between the promise and event. No doubt must intervene between the promise and event. And this is another proof of how much we really lack nothing, not even the ability to make right decisions, because God makes them if we turn everything to Him and trust Him with it. I'm grateful for all the testimonies tonight, and I'm grateful for the service.